Wherein days are gone. It is another hour of the Good Day program. Looks like, or sounds like, another hour. One of the things we're going to do here in this hour, Richie and Roberta and I, Jennifer's off today, and Jennifer will be upset because she likes this show, the new NBC show, Awake, which is an interesting premise, Richie. This fellow apparently is from a different life. You know, he's got two different lives. And his wife is played by Laura Allen, who is, among other things, attractive.
Let's not start this off on the shallow side of things.
Well, I don't think that's shallow. Laura, do you mind being called attractive?
Did you just call me attractive?
I mean, like the first words out of his mouth, Laura.
Is that disgusting?
Unbelievable.
Let me show you how you're supposed to do it. Laura, listen.
Okay, all right.
This is how it's supposed to be done.
Teach me how to do an interview.
Joining us today is the very talented actress Laura Allen, who is on the new hit show Awake, and man, is she hot.
Oh.
Is that better?
All right. Much better.
I guess not.
Right, exactly. Yeah, much better. So you are playing a mother that is dealing with loss.
Yes.
This is an interesting concept. We had your husband.
Very cool concept.
When did we have your husband on, Richie? Was it last week?
Two or three weeks ago, yeah, when the show first started.
Yeah, right. So now we've got the concept from the man's point of view. And these are roles played by veterans. Just for the heck of it, go through your CV so people will understand. If they don't ring, if Laura Allen doesn't, the name doesn't ring a bell for people who are listening, what's your claim to fame prior to being on this show?
Well, look, before Awake, I'd done some other television. I was last year on a show called Terriers, which people who saw it, oh man, it was a great show. It was on FX for about a year. But before that, I was on Dirt, also on FX. I was on
Ooh.
All My Children. Yeah, yeah.
Dirt was great.
The 4400 was a sci-fi series. So I've done my share of cable, right. But this first time on network.
So and then, of course, you've made all the hits on Law and Order and Grey's Anatomy, right. CSI, all that stuff, too.
Okay, but here's why I'm interested in Laura. Other than being in this show Awake and other than being attractive, she graduated from Wellesley College. I live in Framingham.
And, oh, you're kidding.
And I'm down the road a bit from Wellesley. A lot of people pay attention to her because a lot of noted women of substance and achievement, Mrs. Clinton among them, have gone to Wellesley.
That's right.
And so it's kind of, I mean, how many other actresses, I say this not prejudicially, have come out of Wellesley?
You know, I'm sure there are more of us out there. I don't know a lot of them, but of course we have the writer who wrote When Harry Met Sally came out of Wellesley. And then we have Diane Sawyer.
Yeah.
So some people in media, I'm not sure about actresses, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that much about other than me when I was a kid trolling around Wellesley, just looking to see who was wandering around. That happened when I was in my, I think, late teens, when I was an errant teenager looking around, or early 20s. Let's talk a little about this program and how you're about. You worked as a domestic violence counselor before you pursued acting. How has that helped you in some of the roles, including this one? It's a strange sort of a show. I don't think you don't play a strange part necessarily, but the concept of the program requires some work to understand, does it not?
A little bit of work, but I think it's for anybody who likes puzzles and, you know, solving mysteries and everything. The thing that I think is surprisingly wonderful about the show is it's not melancholy. I mean, in spite of its premise,
mm-hmm.
it's more curious. And we dip into topics of grief, and yet there's a real light and radiance to it too. And then there's the cop world, which firsthand I did get to work doing some domestic violence counseling in New York City before I became an actress. But I don't play a cop on this show, and yet Jason and I know Steve Harris and Wilmer Valderrama, they've all done ride-alongs in Los Angeles, and so they've had some firsthand experience in the cop world.
And you know who's in this, Richie?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering whether he's still on Law & Order. B.D. Wong.
Yes. He plays one of the psychiatrists.
Yeah. So, talking about typecasting. I don't know, but is he still in Law & Order?
No, I think he just finished up last season, Law & Order SVU.
Yeah.
And he played a therapist on that show, too, right?
Yes, he did.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Reason. How weird is it, though, the fact that these concept shows are like the thing, you know, with Lost and Awake, which are now. How weird is it to be playing somebody who possibly is not alive? It's that's got to be weird, right?
I know. And, you know, they say, the producers say, that they've chosen, that they know that there is one world that really is just a dream. It's either the green world, where my son is alive, or it's the red world, where I'm alive. And one is a dream, and one is real. And I think it's going to be kind of devastating to find out that I've been a dream all this time, if that's the truth.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're not going to tell us, but if they told you, which...
They don't. They don't tell me, and I would tell you.
No. So, for those who haven't caught on to it yet, Awake is the story of a man who gets into a car wreck with his family and comes out of it with two different realities. In one reality, his wife is alive and his son passed away. And in the other reality, his son is alive and his wife passed away. And one of the realities happens when he's dreaming, but he's not sure which one is real and which one is when he's dreaming. And he has a psychiatrist in each reality trying to talk him through it. And it's just, it's a fascinating concept. I can't wait to see where they take it.
It's a great show.
Now, have they talked to you about how to be different in any way? Because in fact, you may not be a real person. You
is
may
it,
be.
Does
a
it
dream?
Require a different acting skill or a different mindset?
You know, well, it's a good question. But actually, this guy Michael Britton is a really smart guy, so I think he would catch on. You know, so that everything about both worlds feels completely real to him. He can touch us and experience us like he always has. It's just he perhaps dreams very vividly one world or the other.
In the movie, what was the name of the movie? I See Dead People. Sixth Sense, where Bruce Willis was actually dead throughout the whole thing, and you didn't realize it to the end.
Right.
Should we be looking for any clues? Because if you watch The Sixth Sense now, you can tell, So, can you give us any hint as to where there are any clues we should be watching
for?
Come on,
give us a little something. Hint. What are you talking about?
Well, we know, you know what, I can tell you this. He's not dead.
Yeah.
I think that's very clear. I mean, I think it would be a cop-out, and everybody's so disappointed to learn that all this time he's been dead, or in a coma.
Right.
No, it's one of the two of us. It's either my son or myself. And I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm just playing it like I'm real.
We're talking to Laura Allen, who plays a mom dealing with the loss of her son on the new NBC show Awake, which airs on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. local time. You know who also is in this? I saw the first episode last week. I saw, I think, until I fell asleep because it's too late for me. My bedtime is earlier than the show is on. Isn't Sherry Jones in this?
Yes.
She plays the other psychiatrist.
That's right.
She was the president on 24 three seasons, I think, for those of you. And well-known Broadway actress, I think, Roberta. That's where she really has cut her teeth in New York, but now likes to do television. You look at what brought me into it, frankly. I remembered we had Jason on here, and then I went back to the concept, and then I started seeing a lot of familiar faces. And that helps draw people into a show, too, doesn't it? Don't you think, Laura?
Absolutely. I mean, Sherry Jones, it's my greatest disappointment. I'll never get to work with her because she's in the other world. But I know her, too, from New York theater. And, of course, I knew B.D. Wong from SVU. And Jason, I'd seen Brotherhood. I don't know if you caught that a couple years ago on Showtime.
Yeah.
But what a series.
Yeah.
And then, of course, people know him from the Harry Potter shows.
Yeah. When you do episodic television like this, and as you just sort of alluded to, you don't really see the scripts much ahead of time, so you don't know from week to week. Is it because they don't want you to, or is it because, like in 24, they didn't really know where they were going with it themselves?
I think you're right. I think it's a combination. And truthfully, we get on set and they make changes at the last minute anyway.
I think that's a fascinating concept. A lot of actors and actresses, I guess it depends on the director, must do the word for word thing. Chris Maloney, not to be a name dropper, but he was my next door neighbor. You live in Venice. I had a house about probably half a mile from where you live, right on the Venice Santa Monica border in that little Ocean Park. You know where Ocean Park
sure.
is? Yeah. Okay.
Right,
so I lived down there, and Maloney was my next door neighbor for a couple of years. And, you know, he used to say that they had that script down word for word. And then he said, other things I've done, depending on the actors, like a Will Ferrell movie or anything he's involved in, there's no real script.
That guy.
It's just, hello, let's do whatever comes naturally. So how much of that, you just said something intrigues me. How much of it is dependent on the actors and how good they are, how well they understand the storyline,
the concept,
to carry it without having to do word for word off the page?
You know, I know there are shows, I think maybe Grey's Anatomy is one of them, a lot of medical dramas especially, there's so much technical jargon that you have to pretty much be word perfect.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I get to play kind of the emotional aspect of this show, so it's a lot looser. And actually, Jason's somebody who, he throws it all out the window.
He does.
And wants to just wing it a little bit. And I kind of come from the other school. I come really overly prepared. Uh-huh. And so it's good. It throws me off my comfort zone a bit.
Hey, Laura, one of our co-hosts is not here today. Jennifer would be very upset if we didn't ask you the question. When you guest starred on Grey's Anatomy, did you get to have a fling with Dr. McDreamy or one of the other hot doctors, or were you killed off?
Dr. Owen Hunt.
Really?
Yes, I was his fiancé before he went to Iraq. Yes, so let her know.
I'm going to tell her. She will be very jealous that she missed the opportunity to talk to you and quiz you about it.
Yeah, you know who else is in this?
Doug.
I'm just looking at something. That's Roberta and Jennifer. Who's the black guy with doesn't have any hair that's in a lot of these shows? Very good actor, and I can't remember his name.
In our show?
Yeah.
Steve Harris?
Harris.
Yeah. Steve Harris.
That's
yeah.
it. Right, right. He's showed up a lot in the last six years.
Man.
He is. Yeah. He's very intense. Is that just as an actor, or is he an intense guy?
Oh, he's delightful. He's what have you seen? You've probably seen him on Private Practice.
Yep.
Was he on that show?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. He was the lawyer, one of the lawyers. He didn't make it to Boston Legal, but I think he was on. Wasn't that the show that preceded Boston Legal?
That's David Kelly.
Great guy,
big guy. He's in the green world, so I got Wilmer on my side.
So well,
they're all in the red world going, we don't get to work with Laura because she's in the red world.
All right, so is this exactly. like you have a call day when you go to go into the studio to do this, the call is for all the people that are in one world, and then they'll shoot the next day the people are in the other world, and so you never see each other.
It's actually not. It's more like all the stuff in the house or all the stuff in the therapist's office. So we do cross over. It's just we don't get to play together in the scenes. We all get to work with Jason, obviously. But,
yeah, of course.
But none of us with each other.
All right, Laura, delightful to meet you. Laura Allen is on NBC's Awake Thursday nights at 10 p.m., who is this
very
story
cool.
and the story with the people, pretty intriguing stuff. It's some of the better work that you see on television. Laura, best of luck. Nice to meet you. Take good care. 21 after on the Good Day program.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Longevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Richie. He's a manly man.
Yeah, that's right.
This lady looks like a manly man, too, from time to time.
The birthday of Conchata Farrell. Who is Berta, Charlie's housekeeper, or was Charlie? She's still a housekeeper, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very funny.
Charlie's coming back as a ghost or something. Anyway, she's on Two and a Half Men. Been on a lot of things before that. It seems to me she's done a lot of... She was in L.A. Law, I think, first when we saw her. Hearts of Fire, A Peaceable Kingdom. She was in McLean's Law. ER, BJ and the Bear, The Buccaneers,
True Romance
goes on. She was in Mystic Pizza. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Scissorhands, Deadly Hero. So Conchata Farrell, born in the state in 1943. She's 69 today. Happy birthday to her. Up next, basketball player turned actor Ken Howard, who played the coach in White Shadow. That's theme you're playing in the background, Richie.
It is.
He's 68 today. Was in The White Shadow, The Thorn Birds, Country Girl. He's been in tons of television shows. Born in the state, 1944. Rick Barry, same age as Ken Howard. He's the great basketball star for the Warriors. Set the NBA playoff record, Richie, for 8 steals in a game.
Wow.
At one point in his career.
He's the one who used to do his free throws underhand.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, we used to emulate him and his underhand free throws, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that, but I was much of a basketball
player. Yeah, between the legs.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that. Okay, next up, keep going, Doug. John Evan, keyboardist for Jethro Tull. Happy birthday today in the event you didn't know he was 64 today. Be happy to know that we, in fact, know that. And that's why we are celebrating his birthday. Let's see, who else has Diane Wiest. How do you pronounce her name, Roberta? W-I-E-S-T, well-known actress.
Wiest, yes.
Wiest, Diane Wiest, yeah. Born in the state in 1948. She won an Academy Award, an Oscar, for her role in Hannah and Her Sisters in 1986. She was in Bullets Over Broadway. Again, a New York actress. Done lots of New York shows, including L.A. Law. She was the D.A. there for a couple of years on, not L.A. Law, Doug, hello, Law and Order. But she didn't do as well in that. They didn't like her. She didn't fit that role well. She was in Edward Scissorhands, Radio Days, on Broadway a lot, though, isn't she? She's like that other actress who was in Fame, the television show. I want a new heart, babe, new... What's that woman's name? You know who I mean. New Heart, New Earth.
Bebe Newworth.
Bieber, that's Bebe it. Thank you. Yeah. Another New York actress. A lot of Broadway
she
credits.
She was in Adam's Family last.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
Robert Greenall, who's the keyboardist with The Fix.
Yes.
61 today.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
right, we need to celebrate Reba McEntire's birthday. Multi-Grammy Award winner, CMA Award winner, ACM Award winner. How many songs can you name? How Blue, Somebody Should Leave, Whoever's in New England, What Am I Gonna Do About You, For My Broken Heart, Last One to Know. She has 30 number one country singles to her credit. 14, count them, 14 number one albums. Wow. She also is a fairly accomplished actress. You go down the main row in Nashville. She's got a fairly good-sized building studio. She and her husband run a production company very successfully and is a likable lady. I like her story, Reba Meister.
Yeah,
I met her at the Radio Awards a couple of years ago, Chicago. Liked her very. She came over. I mean, I was sitting there talking to Bohannon and to Bortz, and she came over and stuck her hand out and said, "How do you do? I'm Reba McEntire." Like, hello, duh. Who doesn't know that? Yeah. All right, he's cool. 28 after on Good Day. Happy birthday.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 1-2-3-survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 1-2-3-survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 1-2-3-survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 1-2-3-survivalplan.com. Again, that's 1-2-3-survivalplan.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Three past the hour on the Good Day Show. Doug making his way back from the pasture. Get down in your little broadcast seat
what?
There. You go check in. You go check
Edgar
in on the cows.
And I are having a conf. No, Edgar and I are conflating about the use of important things here.
Conflating,
such as the manure pile.
Edgar, why don't you sit over just a second because I want to bring people up to date on how our calving procedure it takes place. What we do. There are a lot of
I'm not sure I want to hear this during the breakfast hour.
No, it's all right. You got to move the microphone over.
Is this the part where Edgar loses an arm and somewhere inside of a cow?
No. He doesn't have to. You don't have to go into the cow. Well, sometimes actually.
Well, you have to do that when they give birth,
do.
Right? You got to clean out the cow.
Sometime you have to.
Okay. Move along. I get the picture.
All right. So the.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, Edgar. How you doing?
Say hi to Roberta.
Roberta.
Have you actually met Roberta?
I did meet Roberta.
Yes,
she was here.
Yes. I've been to your farm a couple of times.
Every once in a while, I'm lax in controlling who comes here, and Roberta, has now that
Well, anybody could come there because you don't leave your doors locked.
Thank you very much.
You just walk in the house.
Well, Edgar's here.
We have a video camera at the end of the driveway.
We have a video cam.
Oh,
and set into an alarm system that connects to the state police and federal authorities.
Right,
So next time I go there, you're going to like...
You get to that.
Send the state police.
Doug Steffen was absolutely phobic about anybody from the government watching him is going to have all that stuff likely story.
We maintain attack.
Edgar, I need some details from you, though.
Okay, I got details.
During one of the commercial breaks the other day, I heard you and Doug talking back and forth, and Doug was a little bit concerned because he found, like, a case of beer on his kitchen table, meaning that the farmhands were having a little party while Doug was away.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
Now the house is protected.
Doug said, I don't mind there being a wild party in here if you are around. So we want details. What was going on? Were there, like, strippers and all kinds of wild things, cows walking through the house? What was going on?
One of the guys that works here, his girlfriend had stayed here a few times in Doug's absence so that they weren't at his house or at her house, which they do also, but it's closer by, and he works here, and he's got to be early in the morning, and he got what looked like a 12-pack of beer and probably had pizza one time, and that's it. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I'd like Doug, to be more exciting than
that. Well, I'm sure there's more details to the story.
Well, when I came,
well, I can give you names and social security numbers.
Yeah, right. I came home early. This happens to all. It happens to parents when they.
Oh,
come
we
home
got my brother and I got caught. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I came in the other night. I wasn't supposed to come home until when? Today? Is that what I told you at first? I'd be home today.
Yes.
So I came
tomorrow.
Home. Tomorrow.
It's Wednesday. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
Today's Wednesday. I just was fed up and I wanted to come home. So I drove late into the night, got home Monday night, and when I turned in the driveway, there's a car parked in the driveway. And there are two young people in the car.
Oh, that was Jose. The police came by. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't recognize the license. I didn't recognize the car, nor did I recognize the... I should have recognized the license plate because it's Stevens. But I didn't. And so I came into the house. I called the police. The guy knew it was me. And I said, he said, well, where are they? I said, they're down near the barn. He said, they're all the way down to the barn? The police, I'm calling the police. They're all the way down to the barn? So I said, yeah. And so they came, and the police, the fellow who was the police, the fellow that came is somebody that I know. As a matter of fact, I think I went to school with him. I can't remember. I never remember his name. Anyway, he came down. He said, everything okay? I said, yeah. He said, well, he said his name was Jose. He works for you, and it's Steven's car. Like the car. It was kind of silly, actually. Kind of fun.
Hey, if you need security, there's a guy in Florida named Zimmerman who's got weapon skills.
We have our neighborhood watch here.
There you go. Yeah.
So anyway, the point of Edgar being here, Edgar, for those who are new to the program, don't know, is like my brother in a sense. I don't think he takes offense when I say that.
I don't know.
So Edgar and I...
His mother might.
Yeah, well, some of the fences need fixed, too.
Some of the fences do need fixed, right? About that, springtime.
Yeah.
It's springtime for Steven instead of Steve. What, springtime for Hitler? You never saw that show, probably.
No.
Mel Brooks at his best should see that. Get the movie. I know you don't allow a lot of things in the cabin, but you do have videos and stuff up there you see, right?
Edgar, I don't know how to use any of that stuff.
I know you don't. Edgar has never used a computer in his life, right?
That's correct. I never even installed, what is it, a CD?
Yes.
Yeah. Never put one on.
No, never put a CD.
Yeah, I don't see Edgar's house having a big screen with a Blu-ray projector on it.
No. We do have a big TV. Well, big, you know, for me it's big.
12 inches?
No. 12. No, it's easily 13. I don't know. Yeah. Bigger. I was surprised when she came home with it.
Now, Georgette, who's Edgar's wife, is in charge of calving on the farm. Earlier today, Roberta, because I was going through the scenario, the cows out in the field, we're getting ready to start calving this weekend, yada yada, clean everything up, and I was talking about the calves, the bull calves, and the fact that we have homes for them, and that's important to me. So Roberta, of course, chimes in because she likes to eat pretty much anything and everything. So she thinks I should bring a truckload of them to New York and just let them go. And have people grab them.
You do like the running of the bulls, you know, the running of the calves.
Right. Yeah.
And do it in the restaurant district.
Whatever Korean
like
restaurant.
Like in New York City, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Down the
what a wonderful
district.
Idea. Yeah. Boy, I'm surprised I didn't think that
idea. Open up the trailer and just let them go.
George Washington Bridge.
Yeah. Right. And after I paid $42.50 to go over it the other day. So anyway... The calves start birthing. This is a normal thing this time of year. Last week of March, first week of April, it starts. We'll have how many calves in April?
40-some.
40-some odd
calves. Another 20-some May. And
yeah. Last year, how many calves did we have?
140 or so.
Is it? Yeah. So that means 140 cows, as they calf, are freshening, which means they start milking. They go through their lactation cycle, which is normally 10, 12 months, depending on when they get bred or rebred. And
ideally 10 months.
Yeah, you'd like to have them. You'd like to have on a cycle of every 12 months, getting pregnant and having calves again. So the cows that are here on the home farm are the ones that are bred, ready to calf. This way you keep your eye on them. Georgette takes them from when they are first born, raises them until they're off, they're weaned, and they're...
And then slaughters and eats them?
No, we don't do any of that here. Matter of fact, yesterday somebody came to me again about selling meat in the dairy store. And I don't know whether I'm weakening to it because they keep asking me and asking me and asking me. I kind of don't want to do it still. So should I weaken and let them do it or not?
Yes.
Roberta said yes.
I would say no.
I don't want to do it. So why should I keep telling them? I should just tell them not to keep asking me.
No, it isn't what our principles are. It's not.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
It's not the principle. It's not why we do this. It isn't to eat. I don't want to grow anything to kill it. It's so anti...
You grow vegetables to kill them. You're just talking about animals.
Vegetables, it isn't... although plants have feelings too, I guess. Some people would like us to believe that. So then what do you eat?
I'm sure they do.
But don't run fast enough, it's dinner.
Okay. Now, see, I support that. Everybody that's slow ought to be eaten.
Mm-hmm. That's the New York way.
This is Farm Talk, and it's okay. Farm Talk 101. There's a field that we use down the street that has been plagued the last 4 or 5 years. We never had the problem with geese that we do now in this field. Because we've had corn in that field. I've had corn in that field 20 years easily. I've used that field for corn. 20. It was well into corn when you got here. I'm pretty sure, wasn't it?
No, it was still kind of a weedy hay field.
Oh, all right. I thought I'd put it into corn. No. Seems like it's been a long time. But I can't use it anymore for corn because the geese...
They're resident geese. There are water moats nearby, so they live there all year round.
Yeah.
And there's two of their apartments nearby, so they can't be...
Shot. Yeah. So they're there, and, you know, there's not much we can do. I can't plant corn there anymore, so we'll put alfalfa and some grass and that sort of thing there. But one of the things that people wonder, those of you who live in suburban circumstances and you know about the locavore movement and how much emphasis there is now on... finding fresh produce and nearby farms. The problem that those of us who try to do this in a suburban setting find is the problem we just, in part, just described. The geese move in, you can't shoot them, and therefore they keep you from growing. That field is ideally suited for corn. It is really, it always has been a great cornfield until the last 2 or 3 years. The geese eat the seeds. They eat the corn when it comes out of the ground. They just go around and graze on it like they were cows, and they eat it and destroy it. Last year we planted it for the last time, and we had nothing, basically, that came out of that field, right? Did we get anything? Nothing.
And a green chop.
Yeah.
A lot of lamb's quarters.
Yeah. Why don't you get border collies or some other way of chasing the geese away?
Because they come back, you got to leave them there all the time.
Yeah.
They're back in 5 seconds. You shoo them away. My father used to, we have great memories of my father. We had a little Colt, little car.
Dodge Colt.
And my father used to get in it like John Wayne. He had this gun that was
starter pistol.
And the geese would be out in the field. He'd get in the car and he'd drive out in the field and blazing away like John Wayne did in True Grit, blamming away to run the geese out. The geese would be gone, and in an hour they're back again. Now here we've shot them because we leave them out there, dead ones for a while, and they stay away. But
they hunt them out here whenever it's
season. But
and why can't you shoot them there? Because it's next to the...
Because the neighbors permit it. You have to have neighbor
here.
Permission.
Yeah. But down the road is an apartment house next to the other places. Again, it's where they're... And there's an airport right next to it.
Yeah.
That's Roberta's house with sirens coming.
Welcome to New York City. What you need is a silencer, Doug.
For the geese, yeah. For the gun with the silencer
on it. Right. And the neighbors won't know.
Right.
They'll just eat birds falling out of the sky.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the problem with having cats, we have a special place for the calves to go to be birthed because they need to be away from the big pasture for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the geese droppings. If the calves, because the geese droppings are so loaded with salmonella, if they happen to somehow get into the calves' breathing system, it kills them right away, right? And give them a nostril shot and
make
them heavier.
Sort of an anti-respiratory disease immunization as they're born.
Yeah. So there's a whole... Just describe for a second what happens. The calf comes out of the cow. Then what's the process for making sure that they're healthy immediately?
We treat them in 3 or 4 different things. A probiotic gel, a nasal anti-respiratory disease immune thing. And get colostrum into them within an hour if possible.
Yeah.
Like a half a gallon of colostrum.
People get upset because we take them away. People who think they ought to stay with the mother, we don't. We take them right away.
We create a bonding process with a person rather than the mother. Yeah. If they bond with the mother, it's extremely difficult on the calf and on the mother. We've had calves that stayed with the mother for like a day and a half. And when we take the mother to the farm to be milked, she'll spend 2 or 3 days just
walking around,
the perimeter,
yelling,
bellowing.
Yeah, and they won't let the milk down either.
Oh, if you attach them to a human, they're easier to catch and cut up later on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd rather eat my friends than my enemies. Huh?
What happens here, which is unusual about this place, and this is why people take note of it, the calves are all like pets, and we lead them around so that they're much easier to deal with all through their lives. They're used to humans. And we have tours of the farm, take the hay wagon out into the field with the cows. The cows will see the wagon coming, and they'll all come running after the cart because they want to, yes, they are used to people. They love to have the people. You can go walk in the field, and they'll come around you, just walk around. They don't want to hurt you. They want to be touched. They want to know. They're very curious beings, actually.
Okay, so you're both dog owners. Uh-huh. And, you know, the big... I guess misperception is that dogs are really, really smart and cows are really, really dumb. They just look big and dumb type thing.
Incorrect.
But I think that you both think that cows are very, very smart, and it would seem that they are. But would you say, what is smarter, your dogs or your cows?
I don't know how to quantify that. You know, it's just dogs vary in intelligence by breed, by individuals. Some dogs are incredibly intelligent. Cows' intelligence is, I think of cows as like autistic people. They like everything the same all the time. They're most comfortable with everything. Nothing ever changes. They feed at a certain time. They do a certain thing. They hang out with certain people. They're treated a certain way. Nothing extraordinary goes on. That's when they like it the best. I have seen cows do things that I can't explain other than that is one smart cow.
Yeah, Peaches is the best example of that.
Peaches is psychic. I mean, there's no question. I don't throw psychic around. As, you know, as a matter of fact, I have a lot of reaction to. Oh, he doesn't. I'm a psychic. You know.
Right. He doesn't buy it like.
Right. Like you do. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But I got no other explanation.
But see, here's the television show, Peaches, the psychic cow.
Huh. Where's Uri when we need him?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, Uri loves cows. There's something about Uri.
Uri has cows.
The cows. He's got cows now on his farm that he had, but before, remember the day I told you the story? We got to get out of here.
Yes.
I was walking Uri, where he lives in Sonning, surrounded by a dairy farm, and so we take a walk. He takes his dogs out every noon for a walk, and one day I was out walking with him in this field next to where there were a herd of maybe 80 Holsteins. And he'd heard me often talk about how you can call them and they'll come. And he said, nah, that's not possible. So the cows were at the other end of the field. I yelled once, Combos! Combos! Like a stampede. And Uri's eyes like bugged out of his head when he saw these cows tear down the field to come see us. We were on the fence standing there and they all came down. It was, you know,
did you have to use a British accent for them to understand you?
But thank you for asking.
Did you have to understand cow talk?
Right, exactly. Yeah. As opposed to car talk. Yeah. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
How
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Aboard a JetBlue flight, one of those on board flips out and it wasn't a passenger. I'm David Weiss and this is News That Matters. If you've ever been on a flight where there was some kind of altercation, some kind of trouble, raised voices, arguing, screaming, you know how it feels. Your heart starts racing. It's high anxiety, pun intended. Well, we take you to JetBlue Flight 191, a flight from New York to Las Vegas yesterday. 135 passengers on board. After exhibiting some erratic behavior, the pilot of this flight was locked out of the cockpit by the crew. A passenger on that flight, David Gonzalez, says the pilot appeared to have lost it and tried to get back into the cockpit.
He started banging on the door to let him in. Why did you change the code? We got to drop this plane to 7,000 feet. And the stewardesses were trying to get involved to stop him from going in.
Another passenger on the flight recorded part of the pilot's rant.
Oh, my God! I'm so destroyed!
Now back to David Gonzalez, who said it didn't take long for this situation to turn into a physical confrontation.
Then he started to struggle with the stewardesses that escalated to almost opening up the side door. It appeared that that's what he wanted to do.
Reporter Lori Due, who has been seen on Fox News Channel and elsewhere, was on this flight. She says the whole thing seemed surreal.
Seemingly out of nowhere, about six or seven large guys stormed to the front of the plane and wrestled the captain of the plane down to the ground and had him subdued in a matter of moments. It was really like something out of a movie.
And one of those large guys who subdued the pilot was the aforementioned David Gonzalez, who happens to be a former corrections officer. What a scene that must have been. The flight was diverted to Amarillo, Texas. The pilot taken to a local hospital. JetBlue is saying the pilot's behavior was caused by a medical situation. The passengers were transferred to another plane and continued on to Las Vegas. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory by end of month, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. If a floor is in stock, it's on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance. Choose from over 60 laminates starting at only 39 cents a square foot. Over 255 pre-finished hardwood floors from just $1.49 a square foot. But you must take possession by March 31st. Plus, take advantage of special extended financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store. Don't wait. Sale absolutely ends close of business Saturday.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. so we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
On Wall Street, following Monday's big rally, the market was down yesterday. The Dow lost 44 points, closing at 13,197. S&P fell 4. NASDAQ was down 2 points. U.S. Supreme Court justices will hear another day of oral arguments on the health care reform law today. This hearing will cover whether the rest of the sweeping health care law can stand up if the individual mandate is ruled unconstitutional. Yesterday's hearing focused on the mandate, Justice Antonin Scalia challenging the Solicitor General, David Verrilli, on how far that mandate could go.
Could you define the market? Everybody has to buy food sooner or later. So you define the market as food. Therefore, everybody's in the market. Therefore, you can make people buy broccoli.
I like broccoli. It's the third and final day of arguments that focus on requiring most Americans to purchase health care insurance. Closing notes, spring training baseball continues for all Major League Baseball teams except for two of them, the Seattle Mariners and Oakland A's, who are playing the regular season opener in Tokyo, Japan today. A's general manager Billy Bean says this is a wonderful opportunity that goes beyond the field.
The cultural exchange, the experience that these guys get, it's incredibly unique.
Yes, the same Billy Bean played by Brad Pitt in the movie based on Bean's book, Moneyball. And finally, we have to talk about that multi-state lottery known as Mega Millions. Played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot last night, $363 million. All right, pal, what would you do with all of that?
I would probably donate a lot to the children that need it. Sure. Definitely. Definitely causes like that, no doubt.
Hey, he deserves to win almost as much as I do. All right, winning Mega Millions numbers from last night. 9, 19, 34, 44, 51, Mega Ball 24. No one matched all the numbers. A record $476 million jackpot for this Friday night's drawing. That's nearly half a billion. I'm all in. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last. For years.